It's the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien of the Chronicle-Telegram, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And we welcome in on the hotline Dave O'Brien. Dave, how are we doing today, man?
Doing all right, Rocco. Thanks.
Good to hear. Wanted to start right off with an article from your colleague, Lena Yost. I feel like we talk about her articles a lot, but nonetheless, another one here from Lena talking about, you know, the fire at the old Uncle Vic's building in downtown Elyria last week. It was crazy kind of following that on social media and everything the night of, but apparently this thing could have been a whole lot worse. What are the details from Lena on this one, Dave?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right, Rocco. This could have been much, much worse, and we could have seen a large portion of downtown Elyria in flames, if not for the, you know, I think everybody could agree the heroic efforts of the Elyria Fire Department and the other fire departments that were on scene. You were looking at, you know, the possibility of losing the Robinson Building, the former Powerhouse Gym, could have gone up in flames, if not for the fire department planning ahead. They had, I thought this was really interesting detail, that they had drone footage of the buildings from above, and they also we had reported previously that they have a drone that they use to gather data from above to see where the hot spots are. It has an infrared camera, and you can see where the hot spots are in a fire, and in that way firefighters could best direct the water to where it needed to go. And Assistant Fire Chief Joe Pernesti basically told City Council on Monday that the city basically came the distance of a three-point shot in basketball from losing two more nearby buildings.
Wow.
You know, obviously, the loss of Uncle Vic's is, you know, that holds a lot. There's a lot of nostalgia behind that particular building, behind, you know, where Uncle Vic's was. And a lot of people reached out to my colleagues to talk about how they were, you know, how they ended up, you know, getting married there, or you know, somebody proposed to somebody else, or having parties and just all the good old times that they had in that building. But you were looking at a real, we really dodged, you know, dodged a really serious blow to downtown Elyria. And, you know, there's still cleanup going on, and there's still things that need to be sorted out and figured out. And these were very dangerous buildings. I mean, there was basically a rule that with the fire department that firefighters were not to go into these buildings, because if they had, we would have been looking at some severely injured or dead firefighters. So that was a choice that was made very early on, and had been in existence before all this went down the other night.
Well, great work out of the first responders, and also a shout out to a number of the local businesses around the downtown area. I saw one of the articles about the fire. You know, a couple of businesses had reached out and donated food, water, some other supplies throughout the course of the evening. So that was neat to see them helping out. And I saw some of the Facebook comments talking about, you know, hey, I got, you know, proposed to at Uncle Vic's, and all the other different stories that people were reminiscing about on Facebook. So certainly, yeah, a lot of history there. But thankfully, that fire did not end up worse. You know, than it was. So moving right along here, Dave, a touching piece from Dylan Reynolds. This was on Monday's Chronicle Telegram, talking about a 13-year-old girl from Lorraine. She wrote a booklet regarding bullying and mental health, and it seems like she's really starting to get some positive attention over this. What are the details here?
Yeah, so this is really cool. So Zaya Pardon, who's a 13-year-old from Lorraine, was presented with a certificate, excuse me, of recognition by the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Lorraine County. I'm sorry, she's not a student from Lorraine. She's from Elyria's Westwood Middle School. I apologize for that. She wrote a 30-page work called My Best Friend Gave Me Hope, which is now available in all the little free libraries across Lorraine County, combining real-life experience with some fictional elements, things of that nature. You know, my colleague, like we said, Dylan Reynolds, wrote this book, and it talks about a happy girl who was worn down by bullying at school, has some mental health issues, and then thinks about suicide, but has video chats with her best friend, and they talk about their feelings, and the narrator of the book sees a future for herself. I thought Dylan laid it out really well in the story. I think Zaya's you know, real fantastic for having done this and talking about it at a young age. I mean middle school is really, with some of the experts that I've talked to, middle school is a real, you know, a real hard time. And I think, as many people can remember, middle school was a very hard time. I mean, mm-hmm. You're growing up, you're going through puberty. There's all sorts of issues, and reaching out early and finding, you know, children who might be in danger, who might, you know, who might have warning signs real early on. And some of those warning signs are actually included at the end of the book. I think that's it's great. There's a list of 10 common warning signs at the end of the book. That's one of those things that you know, it's really beneficial, I think, for young students, you know, young kids, to have other young kids watching out for them and watching out for their mental health. And this might be able to help out some people who are in crisis.
Yeah, and it's certainly something that is needed right now. I'm a big mental health advocate myself, so this was really cool to see. And yeah, middle school, definitely not the easiest time, as you detailed there. But yeah, again, good to see that being put together and kind of letting kids know, hey, you're not alone with this situation. So, Dave, that brings us to what we have upcoming this week from you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram.
Well, I'm working on a couple more court stories, so stay tuned for some updates on a couple stories that we've been following through the courts, and also just you know, generally some more news about the COVID-19 pandemic, as we've been following since that happened about a year ago, and down the line we'll have some more about that from the entirety of the Chronicle Telegram staff. So that's something to look forward to in the coming weeks.
All right, yeah, vaccines rolling in this week as we continue to battle through the pandemic. So we will definitely be on the lookout for that. Chronicle Telegram, ChronicleT.com, the places to go. Dave, that brings us to the final portion of the interview and my favorite part of the week. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
I'm going to give you a great one again from my buddy Mitchell Byers out in Boulder, Colorado, Dateline Boulder. Hashtag scanner for the win, quote, man has a knife and stabbed a potted plant, but is not threatening anybody, unquote.
New definition of plant talk right there. Oh, wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, at least it wasn't a person, right? If we're going to stab something, may as well be a plant. So, Dave, thank you.
Aerate the soil, not the man.
There you go. There you go. Dave, thank you for the insight, as always, and for the entertaining scanner story. We'll be sure to be on the lookout for what you and your colleagues have coming our way in the Chronicle this week. So, take care, man. Look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.